This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
There's a House hearing today about reauthorizing the school lunch program. Key issue is the program's nutritional requirements, which some believe impose an unnecessary burden on school cafeterias. Tim Fitzsimmons has the story behind efforts to get healthier foods to kids.
Some 30 million kids eat school lunches. 20 million of them are poor and get the meal for free. When they're hungry, it's obvious, says Sam Abrams, a professor at Columbia University's Teachers College.
They're going to be quite tired and distracted, fidgety in the afternoon.
But today, the school lunch program is about more than feeding hungry kids. It's also about nutrition. Rules passed in 2010 mean school lunches have more vegetables, less pizza. Diane Pratt-Hevner is with the School Nutrition Association, a lobbying group.
Some of the new regulations have resulted in some unintended negative consequences.
The SNA's president will be on the Hill today to push the committee to reauthorize the program and weaken some of the nutritional rules built into it, like steep cuts to salt content.
Naturally occurring sodium in milk and cheese is going to push many otherwise healthy student favorites off school menus.
Some of the favorites already pushed off menus by the new rules are salty snacks like Cheetos, manufactured by PepsiCo, one of the sponsors of the SNA. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.